Tonight's shir, Simon Kuf Chaf Gimel, Seif Aleph and Seif Beis. Simon Kuf Chaf Gimel, Dinei HaKriyos B'Siyim Shona Esrei Brachos. The halacha of bowing at the end of the Shmona Esrei. Seif Aleph, Koreya Uposeya Shalosh P'siyos La'acharov B'kriya Achas. When a person finishes Shmona Esrei, he should bow and then take three steps back while bowed. V'achar shepasa, after he steps back, shalosh psios, the three steps, ba'odo kriya, while he's still bowed over, koidim sheyiskov, before he straightens up, kishiyomer oisa shalom b'mamov, when he says the words oisa shalom b'mamov, hofich panov l'tzad smolo, he should turn his face towards his left, uchishiyomer huyasa shalom aleinu, and then when he says the words, he turns his face to the right side. Then afterwards he bows forward like a servant who is leaving from his master. The Ramah adds, and the meaning has become to say afterwards, Yehi Ratzon Shiyabana Beis HaMikdash Chulu, that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt, because our davening is in the place of doing the service in the Beis HaMikdash, so we make a special request for the Beis HaMikdash, that we could do the actual avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Mishtabura Sifkatan Aleph Korea Uposeya Vechulu. He bends over and he steps back. Ke'eved Haniftar Meirabo. Like a servant who is taking leave from his master. V'shir ha'kriya kvar kasavti le'el b'simen kufyud gimel b'ber halacha. The measure of his bowing I already wrote before in simen kufyud gimel in ber halacha. Shukidei she'yispakaku kol chol yosav she'b'shidra. That he should bow sufficiently that the bones of his spine stick out. Afterwards, I found in this simon that the Eli Rabba writes this in the name of the Sefer Tzeid Lo Derech. Sifkaton Beis, Shalosh Psios, three steps. Ayein beBeis Yosef, Kama Ta'omim. If you look in Beis Yosef, he brings many reasons for this. Va'od Kasvutam, and they write another reason, Mishum Da'omu Chazal, because Chazal tell us, that in the merit of three steps that Nebuchadnezzar ran to give honor to Hashem, zochel ha'achriv Beis HaMikdash, he merited to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. V'lechein, and therefore, anu posim shalosh psios, we also take three steps, u'mispalin sheyabonu Beis HaMikdash, and we daven that in the merit of our steps, the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt. Sifkan Gimel, va'achar shapasa, after he steps back, v'lo ka'oysen sha'oymrim osa shalom va'oy shaposim. This is not like the people who would say osa shalom as they step back. They nochem la'asos kein, it's not right to do that. V'chein hadin va'oysa shalom dekash, and the same is true when saying osa shalom by kaddish, one should not say the words of osa shalom while stepping back. Rather, we step back first, and then we say osa shalom. Sifkan dal the tzad smolo. First, while bowed, he turns his face to the left. Shehamispalal roya atzmo kilu shchina ulpanov. When a person davens shmona esrei, he has to see himself as if he's standing opposite the shchina. Usmolo adam hu tzad yemino shekadosh baruch hu. So the left of the person who's davening is the right of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he first turns to his left, which is Kavayachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right, and he says, Oysa Shalom B'mamav. Sifkaton He, Shalom Aleinu. When he says, Huyasa Shalom Aleinu, he turns to his right. Deloka Oymim Aleinu V'Akol Yisrael, Ela V'Akol Yisrael Yomar Kish Mishtach V'Lefanav. Not like the people who say, Huyasa Shalom only when he turns right, and Aleinu Akol Yisrael when he bows forward, but rather it's Huyasa Shalom Aleinu when he bows right, and Akol Yisrael when he bows forward.
Se'if Beis. B'makom shakolu shalosh p'siyos ya'amod. Where he finishes taking his three steps back, he stands. Lo ya'achsu l'makomo, he does not return to his place, ad she'egiya she'chsibu l'kedusha, until the she'chsibu reaches kedusha in the chazar sashatz. With a pachos, or at a minimum, ad she'yaschu she'chsibu l'spalu b'kolom, he waits until the she'chsibu begins to repeat the Shemona Esrei in a loud voice. The Rama adds, "V'hashliach tzibur ya'amod k'dei hiluch arba amos koydim sheyachzor l'mekomo lehispalel b'kol rom." When the shliach tzibur steps back after his silent Shemona Esrei, he should wait the time it takes to walk four amos before returning to his place to start the chazaras hashatz out loud. V'chein yochid hamispalel. Similarly, if someone is davening alone, yamod b'makom shekolu psiosav, he should wait after stepping back and stand in place, kashir zeh, for this amount of time, kodem sheyachzor l'mekomo, before he returns to his place. So even if there is no minyan and he's not waiting for the shliach tzibur, he should wait the amount of time it takes to walk for amos before going back to his place. The Rama concludes, yochid shemispalel b'tzibur, someone who's davening with the tzibur, v'siyam tfilaso, and he finished his personal Shemona Esrei, kodem shliach tzibur, before the shliach tzibur, asur lahachzir panav l'tzibur, he cannot turn his face to the tzibur, ad sheyasayim shliach tzibur tfilaso, until the shliach tzibur finishes his silent Shemona Esrei. Mishtaburus of Ganvav, ya'amod, he should stand, v'yichavin raglov, and his feet should be together, kamo b'tfila, the same way they're together during Shemona Esrei. Kishoimer Oisa Shalom, when he says the words of Oisa Shalom, B'nei Shemata Atzmo L'Sad Shechina, because he's still inclining himself to the side of the Shechina. Sefkan Zayin V'lo Yachzor, and he doesn't return to his place. Shemchozer Miyad, because if he returns to his place right away, Daim L'Tal Talmud Shenifta Mirabo, it's comparable to a student who departs from his Rebbe, Uposel Acharov, and he steps back, and he immediately returns, so the end that he returns to his spot shows that when he took the steps back, that he didn't step back in order to depart from the Rebbe, from Laguna, and that's not nice. But if he waits after taking the steps back for Kedusha, or at a minimum until the Shliach Tzibur begins Chazaras HaShatz, nearer the Kol than everyone sees, Shechoyz B'Shvil HaKedusha, that he's returning for Kedusha, U'lechaven L'mashayom HaShatz, and to pay attention to what the Shliach Tzibur is saying. Sifkan Ches L'mekomo, he doesn't return to his place, perish meaning, Imroitz Alach L'mekomo, if he wants to return to the place where he stood for Shemona Esrei, Ein Rashah, he's not allowed, Ad V'chulu, until he is going to respond to Kedusha. Avla Meritza Oymed Sham. If he wants, he really could stand where he ended up after taking three steps back. Ve'enachoyzim Mekom Aklal, and he doesn't return to his place at all. He could just stay there and answer Kedusha. V'kasa Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes, the Fimasha Hei Beis Yosef, according to what the Beis Yosef brings, the Yesh Omrim, that some say, to be inan shisha pesios, that he needs to take six steps. Dehainu shalosh la'acharov v'shalosh b'shuv l'mekomo. That means three stepping back and three stepping forward when he returns to his place. Imkain, if so, al korchach tzarch lachz l'mekomo, he must, according to this, return to his place b'shalosh pesios tefonov, with three steps forward. Umitam zen, for this reason, ketzas machpidim, some people are particular, that no one should walk in front of them, while they're standing three steps back, and they stop, and they stand there waiting to step forward. They don't want anyone to walk in front of them, that this person shouldn't walk in front of him and interrupt between his six steps. However, by their insistence that no one pass in front of them, they make a mistake. because when they see that someone wants to walk in front of them, so they hurry to take their three steps forward back to their place before the Sheikh Siba begins his Chazaras HaShatz, to whom Meikar Din. And that's wrong, because Meikar Din, he should wait. So it's better that someone walk in front of him after he takes his three steps back than for him to take his three steps forward before the Sheikh Siba begins Chazaras HaShatz. Sifka and Tess, Likedusha, he doesn't go back to his place until the Sheikh Siba begins Kedusha. V'mherich betfilaso. If the person davening Shmoneh Esrei, davened along Shmoneh Esrei, ube'estra posa, and while he's stepping back, after he's done, he'giyah Sheikh Siba Kedusha, the Sheikh Siba reaches Kedusha, yachalachzer takeif the mekoyim aloma Kedusha, he can step forward immediately to respond to Kedusha, and it doesn't look bad. V'af the Maharil hoya noyeg, even though the Maharil had a practice, that the Maharil davened along Shmoneh Esrei, and when he finished the Shmoneh Esrei and stepped back, the Sheikh Siba was already saying Tachanun. Also, Yenisha b'merkoimo she'pasa shom v'nafal gam kinal apov imat Siba b'shava. So instead of stepping forward right away, he would stay where he stepped back, and he would say Tachanun with the Tzibur, for the Yechoyz to take the mekomo, and he wouldn't go immediately back to where he was davening Shmoneh Esrei. So why are we saying that for Kedusha, he can go straight back to his spot to say Kedusha with the Tzibur? So the Mishnah Berurah answers, Kedusha shiny. Kedusha is different. Shetov yoyse lo'omim b'mekoymo k'mo sh'ar ha'kahal. It's better to say Kedusha in the place where he said Shmoneh Esrei, like everyone else in the shul. V'ayin l'kamon sim kuf lamed aleph sif beis, le'nin nefil sepayim asher kosef shom Mishnah Berurah. And look ahead in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph Sif Beis when it comes to Tachanun, what is written there in the Mishnah Berurah. There the Mishnah Berurah writes that if he steps back and the Tzibur is saying Tachanun and he doesn't have enough time to wait the Shir of Hilach Dalar Amis, he should say Tachanun where he stepped back, even if he's saying Tachanun standing up. Sifkaton Yud Ulepachos V'chulu, at a minimum he should wait for the Shliach Tzibur to start Chazaras HaShatz before stepping forward. Ayein bevach, if you look in the Bach, Shehiskim, he agrees, Telechatchila nochon lahachmer ad Kedusha. Telechatchila, it's proper to wait for Kedusha. Imlo shehamokam tsar, v'dochok, unless he's standing in a very narrow and closed-in place. Uchedeid lo leisi l'insuye, in order to prevent machlokes, he could step forward by the beginning of Chazaras HaShatz, and that's what Derech Chaim writes as well. Ach bizman kisha oimim piyutim, but when it's a yontif or any other time that they're saying piyutim, and the Sheikh Siba is not getting to Kedusha right away, then certainly one can be lenient and step forward after his Shmoneh Esrei as soon as the Sheikh Siba begins Chazaras HaShatz, and he does not have to wait for Kedusha because of all the additions that are being put into the Chazaras HaShatz. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Yud Aleph, V'chein Yochid, an individual who's davening by himself has to wait after stepping back the time it takes to walk for Amos before returning to his place. Ubach Cholek, the Bach disagrees, Uposik, and he holds, Den Chilik B'mispal B'yechidi B'veso L'spal Imetzibur. There's no difference if he's davening by himself at home or davening in shul with a tzibur. Either way, he has to wait in place after stepping back the amount of time it would take for the Sheikh Siba to reach Kedusha, or the amount of time it would take for the Sheikh Siba to begin the Chazaras HaShatz. And that's the decision of the Magen Avraham as well. Unless it's a situation where a person has to daven a second Shmoneh Esrei to make up for a missed tefillah, then everyone agrees it's sufficient to just wait the amount of time it takes to walk for Amis between the two. Because everyone knows when he steps forward, it's going to be to daven another Shmoneh Esrei.
However, in case of need, one could be lenient that even when he davens by himself, all he does is wait the amount of time it would take to walk for Amos before returning to his place. When a person is davening in shul and he finishes before the Sheikh Sibir his Sachman Esrei, he shouldn't turn his face. Even though he's standing in the place where he stepped back and he's waiting, lo yachzer part of the tzibur, he shouldn't turn to the tzibur, the hainu, meaning letzad marav, he shouldn't turn to the west, kozman shlosim hashiach tzibur, the shiach tzibur has not yet finished his shmon esrei, ki yigum bezeh bitl kavon el hamispalim, because it causes the other people who are davening to be distracted, v'gam shayach shedulah shedilik, and they'll also suspect that maybe he skipped parts of davening. As far as whether or not he returns to his place, we already explained that he has to wait until the Sheikh Sibir reaches Kedusha, or at least until the Sheikh Sibir begins the Chazaras HaShatz.